Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Good morning, America. How to do? All right, today is Hump Wednesday, y'all. Hump Wednesday, yes. Good morning. How are you today? Okay, ka-ka-ka-ka. It's 74 degrees this morning, okay. In the seas, it's 746. I'm a little late, just a tad smidgen, just a smidgen and a tad, okay, baby. It's because, you know, I was sitting up here pondering, you know, relaxing and whatnot. Listen, let's get it going. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast right now, God is good when all the time, baby. Prayer changes things, all right? When in doubt, pray it out, all right? I just have to let you know that because some of us don't, even in these hard, trying times, don't know how blessed we are. Baby, if you just woke up this morning, you are blessed. If you walk into that kitchen right now, scratching your ass and getting you something to eat, baby, you blessed, okay? If you got out of that bed one more time to go in there and take care of that banaka breath, baby, what to do? You blessed, understand me, okay? Today is your day. It's Hump Wednesday. And with that said, we're going to jump right on into it, okay? All right. Now, y'all know I've been up in here ranting and raving about how different the justice is for, you know, urban America and white America. I've been screaming about this, and I said to myself, I said, self, and self said, yes, the why. I said, you know, I told y'all that the president, that boy was going to be somewhere. Here they treating our guy messed up, talking about they have to do an investigation. He probably still chained to that bed because I've been waiting to see that. I have not heard anything on that yet. But the little, you know, the little juvie, the 17-year-old, the little boy, I told y'all, he being treated like a king. The president said himself that it is going to be, they're letting us know what it's going to be. They're going to do the boy as self-defense. They said they have to do an investigation, honey. He's a self-defense. They said that he was right to protect the property in himself. So they're going to say his shit was self-defense. What I tell y'all? Now, this man wasn't even there doing nothing. Was there to, somebody said, to break up a fight. Didn't have nothing to do with no situation. But guess how long that investigation is going to take? And we all know how that's going to turn out. It shows the injustice between urban America and America. And that's sad to say. All right, we talked about this several times, and y'all just say, you know what, your girl the wife is crazy as hell. I ain't that crazy. I knew what was going to happen. My mother's mother told me what's going to happen. She went through this herself when she was younger. You know, you can feel certain spirits leading you forward to letting you know what's going to happen. And I let it y'all know. I said, listen, my company, my squad, ain't nothing going to happen to that boy. He is probably being treated like a king. And here's my premonition came right true. I heard it right on the news. Get your receipts. CNN is talking about everything, okay? All right, they on it. They want to know how is the boy finna get away with murder? Because the president said it was self-defense. He was there to protect his own, even though he didn't stay in there. He stayed in Illinois. Why was he in Wisconsin over there when you stayed over there? Listen, it ain't none of my business. Okay, I do want to say this, America, that East Coast America, listen, East America, the Mid East, I believe that's what you call it over there, Wisconsin and Illinois and even Portland still have protesters. Listen, especially Portland, y'all be careful out there. If any urban Americans out there, y'all be careful. They shooting people down in the streets. Them folks is coming out. They ain't playing. They want to kill the protesters, the Trump supporters. In some areas, them folks are something else. You know, in some areas, y'all, them Trump supporters is turned up. Y'all need to be careful. They are now turning violent. These motherfuckers got paintballs in the middle of the street. Listen, get your receipts. CNN stays on, baby, all day. Get your receipts, baby. Get your receipts. They are getting bad. You guys need to be careful over there, up over there in Portland. They ain't playing, honey. Them Trump supporters is turning up. They got a fist fight or altercation every day. The governor do not know how to deal with it. He calling in for special help. Oh, it's getting serious now. Them good old boys is coming out there supporting their boss. You understand me? Listen, and they got even talk of the election being rigged, y'all. So he's real cocky. He putting the shit on out there. We need to go and vote. We need to unrig it. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Get up. It's power in numbers. It's power in numbers. We have to do this because that's a cocky bastard. Now, they were saying that he was speaking all on the young boy doing the shooting, and he ain't said nothing about our boy Blake, who's sitting up there. Yeah, Mr. Blake, who's sitting up there with all them holes in his fam, in his body. He was supposed to do talk with the Blake family sometime. I don't know when, because I'm watching CNN and then. Get your receipts. But he has not. Now, here, Mr. Blake sitting up there with holes in his body, waiting on the conversation. He over there talking to the motherfucker who put holes in other motherfuckers' body, glorifying violence. Our president, to me, has glorified violence. He is now telling them good old boys that they have the right to bust a cap in our ass. Y'all need to be careful. Your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't. We have been talking about this, fam. And y'all know we have. Listen. Y'all know we've been talking about this for a minute. Y'all know we have. We have been talking about this for a minute. I've been trying to get us prepared. That's why I said, please, urban America, black on black, no more black on black crime. We have to stand together so we can see what's going on around us. This is for our children's children. Listen, stop. It's time to stop being selfish no more. You got to stand up, boo-boo, ray-ray, West Coast, East Coast. Y'all got to stand up. This is for y'all children. I know every man in the world got a baby. This for your son, daddies. All right, this for your son, your daughters, poppies, your daughters, mommies. Get up, fathers, mothers, get the fuck up. We have to unite. We have to vote. And look like in a minute we're going to have to scrap up. Now, I'm not promoting violence by no means necessary. But it's scary out here for who? Brown skin. You know I love my brown skin. See, we got to get ready for something that looks like it's going to come. It's a scary thought, and I know it is. But listen, we got to tell the truth to ourselves. Listen, let's stop lying. And I told you when I first started this here little thing, right? When I first started podcasting for us, you know, we was going to do what we need to do. We going to go to the top with it. But while we going to the top, your girl, the why and why not? Because we can was going to keep that shit real and truthful with you. You might have to think about going to the gun range as a family affair, as a family trip. I ain't going to lie to you. The way things are looking, look at the news. Now, I know they tend to make everything look a little awful and you're supposed to weed out the good with the bad. But, baby, it's listen. We starting to hear about it every day. Every day. Look around, black skin. Look around, dark skin. Urban America. Look around, Latino Americans. Come on, y'all ain't safe neither. Don't be fools. Don't be fools. Good morning, y'all. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Hump Wednesday with your girl, the why and why not? Because we can. Come on now. Look around. Look around. We got to do good for our children's children. Listen, they want to get married. Listen, they want to have children. These are things we need to celebrate that's probably going to be gone away, baby. Look, y'all done celebrated your birthdays. They want us to celebrate the birthdays by yourself. You have to go and hide to celebrate your birthdays. Do you really want that for your children? Because that's how I felt. When I celebrated my grandbaby's birthday, I felt like I was in hiding. You can't do nothing normal no more. You don't know who got what. What's in the air? Come on, y'all. We got to unite. We got to fight. It's power in numbers. Come on, man. We got to change things. If not for us, it's for our children's children. Let's not be selfish. Stop all that killing. Because we're going to need y'all men sitting in the front line. We're going to need y'all kings. We're going to need you kings. At the front line. Right at the front line, daddies. Okay, I don't care what language y'all want to hear then. I need to have you. We need to have y'all asses there. Right there, daddy. I'm sorry. That just came out, but it came out the way that it needed to come out to make us stop doing the killing, you know, so we can unite and have a solid front. They may need to protect us. We need you here. You see what I mean? They may need to protect us. Listen, I'm begging at every tone. We're begging right now. I'm begging at every tone. At the violent bipolar tone, you know. Because that's me. And we going to do, you know, the after six voice. Please, kings, save us, would you? Right. Now, come on now. It's morning. It's Hump Wednesday. I'm going to give you a little kiki-ki if nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Just make you laugh a little bit with this serious message. This shit is serious out here. Listen, Americans, Californians, please wear your face mask. You're doing a great job. Thank you for complying. But please, still, please, wear your face mask. We still need to wear our face mask. We've been doing great. Thank you for complying. I'm on you. Listen, has anybody told y'all they love y'all today? Because if they didn't, your girl, the Y loves you. I do. Come on, baby. Let's shoot it to the top. We need to talk about this shit every day. It's getting scary out here. I need to be more informative. I need to let you know what's going on. You understand me? How y'all doing with them kids, by the way? How's it working out with the school and online? You know, some of us are doing schooling online. We don't trust being back in school with our kids, which is a good thing. Because, baby, y'all ain't about to kill my baby. Ain't nobody just finna go up there and let inside them schools and let their babies die and hear y'all teachers getting infected and shit. Y'all got the game fucked up. Now, my baby girl, she's doing all right. You know, we just got to help her with her little attention. You know, because she'll sit there a good 5-10 minutes. That about it. You know, because she 4 years old. That about it. Hey, sit your ass. We ain't getting a lot of attention time with a 4-year-old. You know, you're going to figure yourself saying, hey, like 5 or 6 times. She's going to be like, she's going to break the crayon. You know, she's going to eat it. You know, she got the little Play-Doh shit every damn way all on the motherfucking table. I'm looking, hey, look at the teacher. Hey, pay attention. Hey, sit. Right. It's like 80 A's. You know what I'm saying? Because you want her to sit down. You want, and then you don't want to look bad in front of the teacher. And the teacher like, Mr. Y, Miss Y, I got it. Morgan, we know how to do this. I know how to do this, Morgan. I'm like, she was like, go get some coffee or something. Bitch, I don't drink coffee. We'll go get some tea, ho. Okay, because you messing up the vibe here. So I had to go get some tea. Grandma had to step out of the room, get some tea. Mom came in and everything worked out perfectly. Of course, by the time I rolled down the street, gave me a sweet tea and came back, everything was all right. And so I'm just guessing it was grandma. Okay, so we you know what I'm saying, right? We settled that problem, right? So, you know, y'all got to see what's good with y'all's children like. And if it's you and you the problem, get on out of there. Let the mother or the father handle it, or the grandma. Who's ever good? See, because me, I'm bipolar. See, I'm not going to be good with the teaching situation of the little chair. Because they jump around for me. So, you know, I'm going to start screaming, hey, sit your little, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm in that mode. Right. Yeah, I think that's where my son gets that shit from. He aggravates the fuck out of me. I go over his house. He's screaming, hey. I mean, right. I have to go. It's too loud. The pitch. And I tell him, I say, son, listen here. Gotta go. Let me go and get the girls for a few hours. We gonna roll up over here. You know, because the pitch. He was like, why? I was like, the tone. The tone was too high. He's like, what tone? All I said was that, yeah, that's what I'm saying, that type of shit right there. So sometimes I have to take my grandchildren out, you know, just for a second in the car to go eat McDonald's, you know, just to get out. We can get some air so we won't have to hear, you know, the high pitch A, you know, because he's bipolar just like his mom. You know, the apple don't fall off on the tree. Now, listen, I said I'm going to be the realest motherfucking podcast, if anything at all. So we got to get our children... And back to that, y'all. I'm not going to let that go. We got to get our children ready because I'm scared and there's a lot of injustice still going on. It's a lot of injustice still going on. So here you're going to get justice for the sniper man, but you ain't got justice for Floyd. You ain't got justice for the people before Floyd. You ain't got justice for Tiana Taylor. I mean, for the lady, the Taylor lady, yeah. You ain't got no justice for people who have died right after that. It's a lot of people who have died. That boy died in Wendy's in the drive-thru and all this. We need justice. You have not once fulfilled what you're supposed to fulfill. Allegedly. Okay, so we need our justice that we need and we're promised. That's why, y'all, we got to unite. We got to get things right. Okay? We got to get things right. No more crime against us. They already doing crime for us. Listen, y'all, it's scary out here. The Trump supporters coming by the goddamn truckload. Then we got the KKK want to sneak up on our ass. Listen, it's scary out here, America. Watch your surroundings. Don't set out to argue with people, y'all, because they ready now. They are coming out. We don't know. Y'all don't know if they have a gun right there to kill us. Listen, the men and women are dangerous. The women, not so much. But the men are dangerous. You hear me? They are already carrying guns. Make sure you don't approach them. These motherfuckers without you some type of, you understand, woman? You understand me? No means am I condoning violence, and I don't even want you to approach these motherfuckers. Get out of there. Call the police. Do what you can. But listen, if you got something where you can defend yourself, then please, by any means necessary, handle up. Do what you gotta do, Chuck. Understand me? Okay? It's your girl, the why, and why not? Because we can, because we have to. Because they are coming after us. Make no mistake. If you feel like somebody's coming after you, baby girl, he's coming after you. Sir, my king, he's coming after you. You must defend your family. That's why I want us to stay united. We must defend what's ours, people. I'm going on early today. I'm going, you know, your girl, the why, don't never go on early. Girl, after I finish this with y'all, my company, my squad, my family, I'm going on live early because they need to know. We got the president in Wisconsin. Y'all got to be careful them good old boys that's coming out. I'm sure finna tell them they done came up and showed off for him. Y'all really got to be careful. I said that yesterday, but I'm going to say it again today. Matter of fact, let me pick on my outfit. I must be prepared. I must be dressed. You know, I must be, honey. Where is it? Because I have to be dressed, y'all. I just feel like I got to, y'all, to say what I'm gonna say. I need to be dressed. I just feel like I gotta be dressed,
to get my point across. You know, sometimes you do. I just, you know, you just feel like that. I don't know what I'm gonna wear, America, but please believe, your girl the why and why not, because we can. It's about to get dressed, honey. It's just too scary out here. And you got to be able to get your point across. You really do. And my point needs to be put across. Oh. Okay, here we go. All right, I got it. I'm going to go pink and black. I'm going to do some pink and black form. You're a little pink and black. Yeah. Ain't no more little pink and black, is it? Nah, give it to them. Let me go on and give it. Because they need to know. They need to know what's going on around in America. Cover your mouth. And they need to know what's going on, what's to come. And sometimes you got to deliver the message as good as you can, baby. And as best as you can. And your girl, the why and why not? Because she can. Oh, I always deliver it. I always bring it, boo. And you know this. Okay? No. Now, listen, we need justice. We need justice for that family in Racine, Wisconsin, Tyrese West. We need justice for that mother who lost her son far too soon. We also need justice for them Latino Americans at that borderline, get separated from their family, raped, all kind of shenanigans going on, starved, all kind of allegedly shenanigans going on. We need justice for them as well. All right, period. All right, it's your girl, the why and why not, because we can, peace and love. I'm going to be on again tomorrow morning, you know, because I'll be riding home. And that's what I do when I ride home. I turn in with y'all. So we finna get it. I'm getting an hour. I'm about to get dressed right now. I'm going to pop on and talk to my peeps today. And then, hey, the rest of the day is mine. I guess I'll go to the laundry. Ladies, listen, our work is never done. Our work is never done. And I knew I wanted to say something today. Listen, this is what I want to say today. Don't forget about our kids. All right. Never, ever put a man before your child. I don't care if it's the kid's father. If the father is talking crazy to the kid, you as a mother have an obligation to stand up. Listen, I know it may be cramping your style or, you know, you finish raising kids. But, baby, you ain't finished raising your motherfucking kid till your kid is out of a harm's environment. And, baby, that is not until they're in a safe motherfucking place, boo. All right? And sometimes safe places ain't always with their father. All right? That's a little food for thought for you stupid-ass mothers who are very selfish and like to put your thoughts before your child. Okay? Because you still, I don't care what age they are, if they're not in a safe environment, even with their fathers, because some fathers can be fucked up. All fathers are not good. Just like we say, all people are not good, all fathers are not good. You motherfucking women got things so twisted, you're so stupid, you get on my nerves, you're just so selfish. You'll do anything to have a moment with you or to have a moment with a no good man that don't even really give a fuck about you. And you so dumb, instead of really sitting back and realizing that you're still in love. Really, where do they do that? I want to ask you one quick question, America and ladies who in love. You better make sure. I don't want to ask you a question. I'm going to tell you something. You better make sure. Since you want to be in love, let me tell you something. Newsflash. Newsflash. She's about to bust your asses out. Newsflash. Get your feelings in your hand. All right. Yeah. Newsflash, motherfuckers. You better make sure since you so in love, love can pay your bills. Because, bitch, if love can't pay your bills, you need to evict love and claim that love don't live here no motherfucking more. Some of you women is so stupid. Love ain't for you after a certain age and he done drained your motherfucking bank account. Love wouldn't leave you without no money for shit, but just want you to send him all the motherfucking money you got. Bitch, that ain't love. What kind of love you in love with? Wake up. Newsflash. When you wake up, you ain't gonna have shit but that baby right there staring at in your face. That same one that you want to go to her unstable ass daddy at the daddy house. Ooh, you tired hoes. Get on my nerves. Luckily, I just remembered that. Because, y'all, I was getting ready to go. I was getting ready to get up on, you know, and deal with this here little political thing. And, you know, for us to watch our surroundings around her today and every other day after the day. Look in the news. Get your receipts. And then it just flashed in my head, the tired ass whore. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can, y'all. Peace and love. Y'all have a beautiful day. And remember, God is good. Win all the time. When in doubt, Pray it out. And remember, without you, there's no me. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Listen, I can't wait to talk to y'all on stage. I cannot wait to get up there and we talk, we bomb, fellowship. We going to talk about everything. I'm just dying, man. All right. I'm going to let y'all go because I know y'all got shit to do. You know, you can't sit there and fuck with me all day. But listen, I appreciate you anyway. Y'all is damn me. All right. I appreciate your time. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. It's Hump Wednesday, y'all. Be careful of your surroundings. Keep your mask on. And please don't hang around no Donner Debbies or negative Tyrones. Don't make nobody else's problems your problems, especially if you got peace, baby. Don't let that devil up in your home if you live in heavenly. You understand me? You got to realize where you're at. Realize your worth. Know you're worth the world. God loves you and I love you too. And I'm telling you everything God loves. You understand me? It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Peace and love. I'm out. Good morning. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can't hide and do, America. Baby, it's Thursday, okay? Thursday. Listen, we're going to call this one, I'm thrilled to be here Thursday. Thrilled to be here Thursday. Because guess what? If you listening to your girl right now, all right, God is good when all the time. When in doubt, pray it out. Yes, good morning. How to do? It's 72 degrees out here in the seas today. It is beautiful out here, okay? They're saying look like we're going to have another hot, okay, weekend. So y'all go ahead and pull them biker shorts out in the mini skirts. Get it going. Yes, good morning. But also, make sure you keep the face mask on. And I want to say to you Californians, you've been doing great. Keep your face mask on so we can, you know, keep the low count of the COVID. Keep it low. Keep the death toll low so we can, you know, just have things a little bit more back to normal. Now, we're able to open up our beauty salons and our barbershop. That means, baby, ladies, you get no more looking like boogaboos. You got to go get your hair done. All right. We only put up with you because the place wasn't open. Go on, handle up, okay? Can't stand to see you with the buckshots everywhere. Go on and get that flat iron press and curl. Get it together, all right? Because we have now officially opened back up beauty salons and haircuts. Guys, get your trims, okay? Get them bald face. Y'all look, I don't want that grown man look. Go on and get cut up. Get them gold teeth together, baby, okay? Because the mountain man look does not do anything for me. Oh, does that, baby? Uh-huh. Yes, good morning. How to do? Listen, today is thrilled to be here Thursday. I want y'all to be careful out there wherever y'all surroundings is. Those countries that have the weather storms and everything, listen, our heart goes out for you. Speedy recovery. We're praying for you. You know what I mean? And I also want to say, Wisconsin, we are behind you. All right, we feel what you feel. Our heart goes out to the Blake family. I hope he has not been chained. I hope they took the handcuffs off the man. Y'all already took his feeling and his legs and everything. The least y'all could do is take the handcuffs off. You got that boy up over there. I bet you he eating the lobster dinner. Okay? I bet you he eating the lobster dinner. I want to come on this morning and stress the importance of voting. We have to get this man out of here. I want to stress the importance of voting. Let's get him out so we can get the lesser of two evils in there, which is Biden, BJ. We'll deal with him, okay, since we're stuck with him. All right. Okay. But we must vote Trump out because he's bringing them good old boys out. He's making a race war. He wants it. He wants us to die. So y'all need to get him out of office. Understand me? He ain't got nothing to promise us. Nothing. So get him out. Now listen. Be careful of your surroundings. They got the good old boys out there on the Mid East. in their little good old boy trucks shooting rubber guns and paint bullets. So, you know, paint guns. So y'all need to be careful y'all surrounded, please, especially brown skin. You know I love my brown skin. Ooh. Okay, because I was finna go in a little bit, but y'all. I don't want to mess up the woman's song and everything. Right. Listen, any birthdays out there today? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Anniversaries. It's our anniversary. Oh, yeah. It's our anniversary. Uh-huh. Yes, baby. It's cheaper to keep her. Keep your baby. Enjoy y'all time together. Listen, it's hard to find your soulmate out here these days. You're going to find them, but it's going to take you some time. And it's like finding a needle in a haystack. So I suggest you keep your woman who loves all of you, who gets up to live for you. You ain't going to find it in these women today because their values are different. All right? And you know this, man. All right, it's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can't listen. Y'all keep them face masks on. That Rona's still out there, you know, the kill and everything. I just want to make sure y'all have a beautiful day today. You know, sit back and relax. Yes, look at this motherfucker. Bad spirits can come into your house. Yes, it can. So y'all be careful who y'all let in around you. Don't let no Donna Debbie's or negative Tyrone's, that's bad spirits, in your house. Period. Don't make nobody else's problems your problems today. And we want to get justice for all those who've been unjustly done this year. We want to get justice for everyone, especially all our black people. Let's get justice for everyone, y'all. All right, we need it. Listen, black people, stop doing the black on black crime. They're already trying to kill us. We gonna need each other. Understand me. We are going to need each other. You understand me? Because guess what? The way they looking like they getting ready to try to push a race war. So y'all just be careful out here. Stop killing. We're going to need y'all kings on the first line, to protect the queens and the children. We're going to need y'all in the battlefield. Please look around you. All right, if you don't believe what I'm saying, take a look. Stop, be quiet, and look around you. I bet you, you'll be surprised. God is good when all the time there's prayer. Look, there's power in prayer. When in doubt, pray it out. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Listen, y'all have a beautiful Thursday, y'all. It's Thursday. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Really. Enjoy y'all day, and don't let nobody steal your peace. And this is to the mothers. Please take care of our children. They are our children. You had them. You pushed them out. Listen, no man is better than your child. Should I say this again? No man is better than your child. Y'all got shit backwards. It just makes me sick. That's this new generation. Don't know your ass from your goddamn stomachs. Oh, God, Lord. It's your girl, the Why and Why Not, because we can. Peace and love. Y'all enjoy y'all day. I'm enjoying mine. And I'll holler tomorrow. Who you with? I hope you with me. Listen, without you, there's no me. So I appreciate y'all giving me y'all time. Listen, has anybody told y'all they love y'all today? Because if they didn't, your girl, the Why, loves you. I do. Ooh. And listen, everybody's feeling stressed and depressed. You are not the only one, baby. It's millions of Americans who feel the way that you do. We're living in a time of uncertainty. Everybody gets a little stressed. Baby, you are not alone. Call those 1-800 numbers and get you some help. All right? They trained to help you. They can't tell nobody. They got to keep our secrets. It'd be like a weight that's being lifted off your shoulder. Baby, go on and get you some help. Now listen, you are not a role model, you're a life model. Those kids are going to look up to you for the rest of their life. So make sure what you do not affect them for the rest of their life. Because remember, I say this all the time, every action brings on a reaction. You understand me? Huh? It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Peace and love, y'all, and I'll talk to y'all a lot. I'm watching a little bit at CNN today, you know, just to get some news covered for y'all in the morning. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Peace and love. I'll holla. See you tomorrow. And remember, you always blessed, baby. God only, look, God can't give you too much that you can't handle. Remember that. You got this. Stay strong. You a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Y'all have a beautiful day. Peace and love. I'm out. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's your girl, the why and why not? Because we can't hide and do, America. Baby, it's Thursday, okay? Thursday. Listen, we're going to call this one, I'm thrilled to be here Thursday. Thrilled to be here Thursday, because guess what? If you listening to your girl right now, all right, God is good when all the time. When in doubt, pray it out. Yes, good morning. How to do? It's 72 degrees out here in the seas today. It is beautiful out here. Okay, they're saying look like we're going to have another hot, okay, weekend. So y'all go ahead and pull them biker shorts out in the mini skirts. Get it going. Yes, good morning. But also, make sure you keep the face mask on. And I want to say to you Californians, you've been doing great. Keep your face mask on so we can, you know, keep the low count of the COVID. Keep it low. Keep the death toll low so we can, you know, just have things a little bit more back to normal. Now, we're able to open up our beauty salons and our barbershop. That means, baby, ladies, you get no more looking like boogaboos. You got to go get your hair done. All right, we only put up with you because the place wasn't no. Go on, handle up, okay? Can't stand to see you with the buckshots everywhere. Go on and get that flat iron press and curl. Get it together. All right? Because we have now officially opened back up beauty salons and haircuts. Guys, get your trims. Okay? Get them bald face. Y'all look. I don't want that grown man look. Go on and get cut up. Get them gold teeth together, baby. Okay? Because the mountain man look does not do anything for me. Oh, does that, baby? Uh-huh. Yes. Good morning. How to do? Listen, today, it's thrilled to be here Thursday. I want y'all to be careful out there, wherever y'all surroundings is. Those countries that have the weather storms and everything, listen, our heart goes out for you. Speedy recovery. We're praying for you. You know what I mean? And I also want to say, Wisconsin, we are behind you. All right? We feel what you feel. Our heart goes out to the Blake family. I hope he has not been chained. I hope they took the handcuffs off the man. Y'all already took his feeling and his legs and everything. The least y'all could do is take the handcuffs off. You got that boy up over there. I bet you he eating the lobster dinner. Okay? I bet you he eating the lobster dinner. I want to come on this morning and stress the importance of voting. We have to get this man out of here. I want to stress the importance of voting. Let's get him out so we can get the lesser of two evils in there, which is Biden, BJ. We'll deal with him, okay, since we're stuck with him. All right. Okay. Uh-huh. But we must vote Trump out because he's bringing them good old boys out. He's making a race war. He wants it. He wants us to die. So y'all need to get him out of office. Understand me? He ain't got nothing to promise us. Nothing. So get him out. Now listen. Be careful of your surroundings. They got the good old boys out there on the in Mideast in they little good old boy trucks shooting rubber guns and paint bullets. So, you know, paint guns. So y'all need to be careful of y'all surrounded, please, especially brown skin. You know I love my brown skin. Ooh. Okay, because I was finna go in a little bit, but y'all. You know. I don't want to mess up the woman's song and everything. Right. Listen, any birthdays out there today? Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Anniversaries. It's our anniversary. Oh, yeah. It's our anniversary. Uh-huh. Yes, baby. It's cheaper to keep her. Keep your baby. Enjoy y'all time together. Listen, it's hard to find your soulmate out here these days. You're going to find them, but it's going to take you some time. And it's like finding a needle in a haystack. So I suggest you keep your woman who loves all of you, who gets up to live for you. You ain't going to find it in these women today because their values are different. All right? And you know this, man. All right, it's your girl, the why and why not, because we can't listen. Y'all keep them face masks on. That Rona's still out there, you know, the kill and everything. I just want to make sure y'all have a beautiful day today. You know, sit back and relax. Yes, look at this motherfucker. Bad spirits can come into your house. Yes, it can. So y'all be careful who y'all let in around you. Don't let no Donna Debbie's or negative Tyrone's, that's bad spirits, in your house. Period. Don't make nobody else's problems your problems today. And we want to get justice for all those who've been unjustly done this year. We want to get justice for everyone, especially all our black people. Let's get justice for everyone, y'all. All right, we need it. Listen, black people, stop doing the black on black crime. They're already trying to kill us. We gonna need each other. Understand me. We are going to need each other. You understand me? Because guess what? The way they looking like they getting ready to try to push a race war. So y'all just be careful out here. Stop killing. We're going to need y'all kings on the first line, to protect the queens and the children. We're going to need y'all in the battlefield. Please look around you. All right, if you don't believe what I'm saying, take a look. Stop, be quiet, and look around you. I bet you, you'll be surprised. God is good when all the time there's prayer. Look, there's power in prayer. When in doubt, pray it out. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Listen, y'all have a beautiful Thursday, y'all. It's Thursday. Y'all enjoy y'all day. Really. Enjoy y'all day and don't let nobody steal your peace. And this is to the mothers. Please take care of our children. They are our children. You had them. You pushed them out. Listen, no man is better than your child. Should I say this again? No man is better than your child. Y'all got shit backwards. It just makes me sick. That's this new generation. Don't know your ass from your goddamn stomachs. Oh, God, Lord. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Peace and love. Y'all enjoy y'all day. I'm enjoying mine. And I'll holler tomorrow. Who you with? I hope you with me. Listen, without you, there's no me. So I appreciate y'all giving me y'all time. Listen, has anybody told y'all they love y'all today? Because if they didn't, your girl, the why loves you. I do. Ooh. And listen, everybody's feeling stressed and depressed. You are not the only one, baby. It's millions of Americans who feel the way that you do. We're living in a time of uncertainty. Everybody gets a little stressed, baby. You are not alone. Call those 1-800 numbers and get you some help. All right, they trained to help you. They can't tell nobody. They gotta keep our secrets. It'd be like a weight is being lifted off your shoulder. Baby, go on and get you some help. Now listen, you are not a role model, you're a life model. Those kids are going to look up to you for the rest of their life. So make sure what you do not affect them for the rest of their life. Because remember, I say this all the time, every action brings on a reaction. You understand me? Huh? It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Peace and love, y'all, and I'll talk to y'all. I'm watching a little bit at CNN today, you know, just to get some news coverage for y'all in the morning. It's your girl, the why and why not, because we can. Peace and love. I'll holler. See you tomorrow. And remember, you always blessed, baby. God only, look, God can't give you too much that you can't handle. Remember that. You got this. Stay strong. You a soldier. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. I'm a soldier in the army. Y'all have a beautiful day. Peace and love. I'm out.